Let's take a look at this Redmi 6A. It's by Xiaomi. Comes in this small packaging. It has a 2GB RAM and a 32GB storage. It's made in India. That's how the phone looks. It has a 5.4 inch HD plus display. That's the processor. It's a dual SIM phone. That's how the SIM configuration looks. Takes two SIMs and a memory card. Even though it looks like it has a dual camera, it's just single camera and a flash. That's 13 megapixel camera. Nice rose gold finish. It has a headphone jack. That's how it compares with the iPhone 7 Plus. Pretty similarly sized. Little thicker. Again, that's how the screen compares. It has the same size screen as the iPhone 7 Plus, but in a smaller form factor. This is running MIUI 10, and it's quite fast. It's quite a nice phone. Costs around 6,999 rupees or $100 or so. Quite nice. Check it out. You get a micro USB charging cable and a adapter. Let's take a look at these veggie nachos. These are by Cornitos. Interesting packaging. These are the colors of the nachos. The green one is spinach. The yellow one is white beans. And the red one is beetroot. It's pink salt and rose garlic flavor. Natural extracts of spinach, beetroot and white beans. Blended with corn masa. And sprinkled with Himalayan pink salt and roasted garlic. It's veggie-licious. Costs around 50 rupees or 80 cents or so. This bag has two servings and it's 145 calories per serving. Ingredients are corn, edible vegetable oil, white beans, salt, garlic powder, beetroot juice, spinach powder, sugar, rock salt, acidity regulators. This is manufactured in Haridwar, India. So let's taste these. These are really nice, really well flavored, nice and crunchy. Both of them taste the same. I don't taste any spinach or beetroot flavor. These are really tasty. These are perfectly seasoned, and you also get the goodness of the veggies. And they look quite colorful, quite nice. Check it out. Let's take a look at this jalapeno relish. It's by Entree. Nature at its best. This is jalapeno relish. It's a vegetarian product. This costs around 100 rupees or $2 or so. It's manufactured in Karnataka, India. ingredients are jalapeno, bell pepper, water, sugar, salt, yellow mustard, onion, xanthan gum, vinegar, and contains permitted natural food colors and added flavor. So let's taste these. The lid was quite tight. I had to take it off screen to open it. That's how it looks. Let's taste it. Really nice jalapeno flavor, nice amount of spiciness. It's slightly sweet and it has a nice kick to it. Really tasty relish. Quite nice. Check it out. Let's take a look at this interesting pencil grip set. Costs around 200 rupees. You get three different types of pencil grips. So let's see how this works. It's a fish shaped pencil grip, very unique, and you are supposed to insert the pencil and this fits really comfortably in your hand, giving you better grip. And you use those notches to rest your finger, and it perfectly fits all your fingers, giving you a really nice grip. This one looks like a hairdryer, but it has ears and eyes, so looks like a dog too. I'm guessing you're supposed to hold it like this. All of them give a really nice grip. They have a nice soft texture to them. So no matter how much you press, it won't make any mark on your hand. It feels really grippy. I think this is the best one. I thought this was a silly product, but it feels really good to use it. Look at the shape. All those angles actually perfectly fit your fingers. And it's really comfortable. You don't even have to move the pencil. You can just use the tips of your fingers to guide it. I'm surprised how well this works. I'm really surprised how well this works. This is the best one. Others don't feel that good. Quite nice. Check it out. Let's take a look at this Malabar Secrets Espresso Assault. really beautiful packaging, artisan chocolate. They mention the ingredients on the front of the packaging, which is quite nice. Ingredients are dark chocolate, espresso, coffee beans roasted, coffee powder, cayenne pepper, cinnamon, black pepper, and sea salt. A note to Good Living. This has about 200 calories. It's manufactured by Lady Malabar in Mumbai, India. Costs around 475 rupees or $8 or so. It's nice to see them mention the details about the image. They are untitled Balram and Krishna picture in a oil and gold canvas. Really beautiful picture. These are Indian gods, by the way. So let's taste the chocolate. That's how the chocolate looks. They don't mention any almonds, but it's almonds covered in chocolate. So let's taste it. Nice almond chocolate. The chocolate has a nice coffee taste to it. It's mostly almonds. It's really tasty though, because these are artisanal chocolate. I wonder if this was a mistake. Maybe they packed the wrong stuff in the packaging. Nice surprise and a very tasty treat though. Quite nice. Check it out. Any idea what this is? That's a clue. Let's take a look at this Moji manual paper shredder. Straight cut. It's made in China. Those are the prices in different countries. In India, it costs around 990 rupees. Or $15 or so. The body is made out of ABS resin and the blade and shaft is made out of steel. So let's see how it works. Comes with manual in three different languages. This product does not completely hide or destroy personal information. Please note that we take no responsibility for damages arising from a leakage of personal information. This manual hand shredder is designed to shred personal information on a postcard, bill, or an invoice into strips. So it's perfect for those credit card bills that you get. Those are the dimensions. It can take two A4 sized copy paper at a time. Instructions on how to use it. That's how it looks. That should be the width of the paper. Or you can fold a A4 and then shred it. No branding. I don't think this will shred because of the cover. Very clean design. That's the handle. You can't even shred the manual, you have to fold it four times. does a really good job, but I think it's mostly for postcards or those tiny credit card bills, something really portable. It's also handy for these printed supermarket bills. Does a nice job of that. Again, a very minimal design. Little pricey though, but quite nice. Check it out. Let's take a look at these caramel cookies. These are Lotte caramel cookies, koala themed. That's how the cookie looks. You get caramel cream inside. Quite a colorful looking packaging. Ingredients are sugar, wheat flour, vegetable oil, lactose starch, shortening, cocoa butter, whey powder, whole milk powder, egg, defatted milk powder, salt, creaming powder, caramel powder, baking powder, caramel, soy lechon, flavor, water. It's a product of Japan. Some of the funds from this go to the Australian Koala Foundation. So let's taste it. This seems to be some kind of a app thing, and this is related to that. If I figure it out, I'll put it at the end of the video. Each cookie gets a koala doing different things. In this, it's eating a cookie. That's a ninja koala. You can see the throwing star. This is just a koala excited to see you. And you can see the you written on the shirt. So let's taste it. There is some kind of a white chocolate cream. Tastes really nice. Not too sweet. Nice and crunchy. Quite nice. Check it out. Let's take a look at these iced tea. They are from Brewhouse. Real brewed tea. This is citrus green tea. Classic peach iced tea. And the last one is the classic lemon iced tea. Each of these costs around 60 rupees or around 80 cents or so. Not too sweet. It has 90 calories per bottle. It's a 350 ml bottle. Nice packaging. Citrus flavored. Real brewed green tea. Shake well before drinking. Sedimentation of tea is a natural phenomenon. It's made by Positive Food Ventures in Ghaziabad, UP, India. It says 90 calories per bottle. The iced tea is made from real brewed tea leaves, which means it's not made from powder or a concentrate formulated in a lab, but by brewing real tea leaves in hot water. It uses whole leaf tea from the Nilgiris in South India, which produce some of the finest teas in the world. And since high quality brewed tea tastes great naturally, it needs less sugar than most other bottled teas do. Ingredients are brewed tea, water and green tea leaves, sugar, acidity regulators, lemon juice concentrate. That's it. So let's taste it. Because it has a very little sugar, you get a lot of green tea flavor. Really nice. Let's try the classic peach. It's very light and nice clean peach flavor, really refreshing. Let's try the classic lemon tea. That tastes like a classic, nice tea and lemon flavor. All of them had a really great tasting tea and very nice flavors. I think the classic lemon is the best, peach one second, and the green tea last. Really refreshing, quite nice. Check it out.